Stuart Sutra. Enquire of the inmost, the one of its final secret, which it holds for you through the ages. The great and difficult victory, the conquering of the desires of the individual soul, is a work of ages. Therefore, expect not to obtain its reward until ages of experience have been accumulated, when the time of learning this 12th rule is reached, man is on the threshold of becoming more than man. The knowledge which is now yours is only yours because your soul has become one with all pure souls and with the inmost. It is a trust vested in you by the Most High. Betray, misuse your knowledge and neglect it, and it is possible even now for you to fall from the high estate you have attained. Great ones fall back, even from the threshold, unable to sustain the weight of their responsibility, unable to pass on. Therefore, look forward, always with awe and trembling to this moment, and be prepared for the battle. Inquire the inmost, the one of its final secret, which it holds for you through the ages. Only on the periphery we are many. Only on the circumference the multiplicity exists. The more we move towards the center, we move towards the one. The center is one. On the periphery we exist as many. Your personality is different from the personality of your neighbor. Your individuality is different from anyone else, but your inmost center is not different. Your inmost center is the inmost center of all. When you reach to the inmost, you reach to the one. The whole world is just the circumference. The center, you may call it the God, or you may call it the Supreme Soul, or whatsoever you like. But when you reach your own inmost center, you have reached the inmost center of all. And there, all the secrets are hidden, in that one. And there, all the mysteries can be revealed to you. And you cannot know before, unless you enter this inmost temple of the one. Mysteries will remain mysteries. You can create many theories about them and many philosophies. Of no use, futile, meaningless. You can philosophize much, but nothing can be concluded. It has happened since ages. Centuries have passed, and men have been philosophizing, creating thousands and thousands of philosophies, theories, systems, with no result. You can create, but that is mental. You don't know. You can imagine. You can create a very coherent system of thoughts, but it is only in your thoughts, in your dreams. Philosophers are creative, but creative of dreams. Fantasies. And they create logical systems. They argue for them. But the truth cannot be created through logical systems. The truth cannot be reached through arguments. Whatsoever you reach will be just a hypothesis. The truth can be reached only through experience. And that is the difference between philosophy and religion. Religion says the truth is not known because you are not capable to know it. Unless you are transformed totally, unless you become a different one, your perspective changes, your outlook changes, your eyes change, your heart changes, you will not know truth. Truth cannot be known through contemplation. It can be known only through your inner transformation. Contemplation is possible. You remain the same and you go on thinking in the head. You can create many things in the head. You can believe in them, but you know they are your creations. Truth is not a creation. You cannot create it. You can only discover it, uncover it. It is hidden. No arguments will help. Only a real traveling inwards will be of use. Religion is anti-philosophic. It says philosophy is of no use. It is intellectual gymnastics. You can enjoy it. It is a game of words, logic, arguments. But it will not give you anything. You will not reach anywhere. You are just sitting in your easy chair with closed eyes, thinking and thinking and thinking. You can go on thinking for ages. And you can think coherently, consistently. Still, you will not come in any way nearer to the truth. You may even go far away. Because truth is not a mental construct. It is already there. It is not a mental construct. On the contrary, because of your mentation, because of your too much activity in the mind, it is hidden. Your mind creates the clouds. And you go on moving in the clouds. And the sky is hidden. Disperse the clouds. Disperse thoughts. Disperse arguments, logic, philosophies. And suddenly it is revealed. It has always been there. It is already the case. You are not to do anything to create it. You are simply to be yielding, surrendering to it, thoughtless, alert, aware, and it is there. And it has always been there. And this one, this truth, is hidden within you, so you need not go anywhere else. No need to go to the Himalayas. The only need is to go within. This sutra says, inquire of the inmost, the one of its final secret, which it holds for you through the ages. But through thinking you cannot inquire. Only through non-thinking you can inquire. This seems contradictory. Because whenever we inquire, we use thinking. Our inquiry means thinking and more thinking. But this inquiry, the inquiry of religion is not thinking. The inquiry of religion can be done only when you are alert and non-thinking. Remember this. I emphasize non-thinking alertness because in non-thinking you may go into sleep if you are not alert. Then it is of no use. You are alert when you are thinking. It is of no use. Because thinking creates the clouds. You can be non-thinking and asleep. Then too it is of no use. Because the sky is there, but you are asleep, so you cannot see it. So two things are needed. Non-thinking alertness. No thought consciousness. No mind awareness. If you can create this phenomena within you, no mind on the one hand and awareness on the other hand, this is what meditation is. This is what I call dhyana. In this situation, truth becomes revealed. And that truth is one, the most inner one. It is not yours. That center is the center of whole existence. You exist only on the periphery, circumference. The more inwards you move, the less and less you become. When you reach to the innermost center, you are no more. In a sense, you are no more. The old man is dead. In a sense, for the first time, you are. Because now the inmost reality is revealed to you. The eternal is revealed to you. Now you have reached that which never changes. The great and difficult victory, the conquering of the desire of the individual soul, is a work of ages. Therefore, expect not to obtain its reward until ages of experience have been accumulated. When the time of learning this 12th rule is reached, man is on the threshold of becoming more than man. When you enter within towards the One, you are reaching to a new state of existence and being. You are becoming more than man. You are becoming Superman. Because you have come above humanity. The human animal is transcendent. Human animal consists of sleep, deep sleep, unconsciousness. You go on doing things deeply asleep. You move on the street and you are asleep. You are eating your food and you are asleep. You are listening to me and you are asleep. You are not alert. You are not aware. Mind goes on webbing things within. Dreams continue. You may be here physically, and psychologically you may not be here at all. Then you are asleep here. You may have moved somewhere else. If you have moved somewhere else, then you are not here with consciousness. Only your physical body is here. Remember this. Whatsoever you are doing, do it so alertly, with full awareness that your consciousness is there. It is not allowed to move. Then only you will come to know what awareness is. Moment to moment, move in the present. Don't go away. Otherwise, you have gone into dreams. This awareness makes you totally different from ordinary humanity. You are alert. You have transcended the world of sleep. You have become more than man. The knowledge which is now yours is only yours because your soul has become one with all pure souls and with the inmost. So don't get in any way egoistic about it, that you have gained a superhuman state. Now you are alert. You are alert only, aware only. You have transcended humanity only because now you are becoming one with all the great souls. You are becoming one with existence itself. So don't get egoistic about it. Because if you get egoistic, the journey stops. You can fall back. Because egoism is the last point from where sleep can enter again. Egoism is the point from where unconsciousness can come to you again. You can fall again in the trap, and you can start again dreaming. It is a trust vested in you by the Most High. This awareness is a trust vested in you by the Most High, the Inmost One. Betray it. You can betray it still. You can fall back again. You are still liquid. You have not still crystallized. The old state has gone. The new is still forming. It is in a liquid state. You can go back. You can fall back. The transformation has not happened in its totality. Only part. You are different. Part you are old. It is a trust. Betray it. Misuse your knowledge. You can betray it. If you become egoistic, if you say, this is my knowledge. If you say, I have come to know, I have realized, I have known God, I have become this and that. If you claim, you have betrayed. Because the claim shows that the ego persists still. The ego is there behind it. And you have fallen in the trap again. That's why Upanishads say, the person who claims that he has known God, he has not known it. The one who has known will not claim that he has known it. There is no need to claim. Any claim comes from the ego. Claim means egoism. If you claim, you are betraying it. Misuse your knowledge, you can misuse it. You can use it to exploit others. You can use it to dominate others. You can use it for ends which are not spiritual. But then you will fall back. Knowledge is dangerous because knowledge is power. And if you use it for ends which are not right, you will lose the grip. You will fall back. That which has been given to you can be taken back. No one takes it back from you. You yourself lose it. Or neglect it. You can neglect it. If you neglect, it will stop growing. And remember, if something is not growing, you are going back. In this existence, nothing is static. Either you grow or you fall back. Either you move forward or you are moving backward. You cannot remain at rest. Eddington has said somewhere that this word rest is the most fallacious. Nothing exists as rest in the world. Either things are going forward or going backward. Either you are increasing in something or decreasing. There is nothing like rest. You cannot rest whatsoever you are. No. If you are trying to rest, you will fall back. Even if you want to rest at the point you are, you have to grow more. Only through growing you can rest. Otherwise you will fall back. Neglect it. You can neglect it. And it is possible even now for you to fall from the most high state you have attained. Great ones fall back even from the threshold, unable to sustain the weight of their responsibility, unable to pass on. Therefore, look forward always with awe and trembling to this moment and be prepared for the battle. Even from the very threshold of the temple of the divine, you can go away. Just a knock and the door would have opened. But without knocking, you can move away. And the nearer you are, more possibility to move away. Because the more you become confident that now I have reached, more dangerous. Unless you have reached and become one with the flame, do not be too much confident. You can lose it any moment. Confidence can be dangerous, and it always happens. When you have come nearer to the goal, you feel more tired. You want to rest. Now you know that the temple is just near, and I can reach any moment, and there is no difficulty. I can relax a little, I can rest a little. I can lose the very thing that was near. It may go far away. Relaxing near the goal is dangerous. Because the moment you relax, you can fall back. And when you will become aware again, you will find the temple has disappeared. When the goal is near, don't relax the effort. Rather, now bring your total energy to it. Now become totally absorbed in it. This is the moment, the sutra says, look forward always with awe and trembling to this moment. Don't relax. There is no relaxation really unless you have become one with the God. Before it, no relaxation.